We just heard a story about progress Rhode Island is making in cleaning up Narragansett Bay. Rhode Island Public Radio's environment reporter Ambar Espinoza joins us in the studio now to talk a little bit more about what it means to cut back the amount of nitrogen we put into the bay. Good morning, Ambar.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
So for those of us just tuning in, can you remind us where exactly does all this nitrogen come from?
So the nitrogen is coming from our human waste. In other parts of the country, the nitrogen is coming from farming, but in Rhode Island, wastewater treatment plants are the main sources of nitrogen because of the amount of human waste that they treat. And that nitrogen is in our waste because we eat meats and beans and leafy greens. All of those foods are really rich in nitrogen. And nitrogen is a nutrient that plants and animals need to grow, but as with other things, too much of one thing is never good.
But, I mean, these wastewater treatment facilities, don't they remove the nitrogen from the wastewater they're treating?
They do remove nitrogen, but they have to cut back even further.
And how does that work? How do they remove nitrogen from the wastewater?
A number of them had to upgrade or reconfigure their systems or build new facilities equipped with the right tools to reduce the amount of nitrogen that they were putting into the bay. Basically, what it comes down to is that the bacteria responsible for breaking down nitrogen now have the time and the space to break down nitrogen at the wastewater treatment plants instead of breaking it down in the bay. As one of the managers at a wastewater treatment plant explained it to me, bacteria are alive and they need food and air. And when they're decomposing nitrogen in the bay, they're demanding a lot of oxygen to do what they do.
And that bacteria then takes away oxygen that shellfish and other animals need to survive, especially in shallow water.
That's totally right, yes.
Now, Ambar, let's shift away from your reporting a little bit and talk about your arrival here in the Ocean State. You're the newest member of the news team at Rhode Island Public Radio, and this is the first time we've had a full-time environmental reporter. So tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Well, I've joined you most recently from Seattle, where I got my master's degree in science education. Before going to grad school, I reported for Minnesota Public Radio for a few years, covering a few beats, including the environment, and I wanted to go back to school to learn how to be a better science communicator. And now I'm thrilled to be here at Rhode Island Public Radio, covering my dream beat.
Well, Ambar Espinoza, welcome to Rhode Island Public Radio, and thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Ambar Espinoza is the environment reporter at Rhode Island Public Radio. You can find more of her work at our website, ripr.org.